Hey everybody, it's your Daily Thought here with Coach John on a TGIF. That means, yes, it is a Friday, April 12th, 2024. Coach AJ, the mental fitness guru over on Twitter X, I get a lot of stuff from him. And he posted this little chart. I think I've talked about this before, but I want to delve in real quickly. There's a list here, 7 ways to get rid of a negative attitude. This is from some things that Jay Wright, Coach Jay Wright, has mentioned not only in basketball but in life too. So I just want to throw these out. Pick one or two to start working on. I know I need to keep working on all these. I'm like, oh, let me pick two of them to talk about. I went through each of them here. I'm like, no, I need. Oh, I did that one this morning. Nope, I need that. They're all major to me, right? 7 ways to get rid of a negative attitude. First off, take responsibility for your own thought and actions, right? Take responsibility. Your thoughts and actions. That's something that I know I need to do a better job of, especially my thoughts, right? I try and take responsibility for my actions, right? Definitely. But my thoughts is definitely something first line defense for me is what I got to go after, right? Number two, regulate your self-talk. There's a biggie. That's one I've been working on for ever since I knew how important it was, probably back maybe high school, right? As I start getting a little bit older, and I still fail at that miserably, but yet I've come so far in regulating my self-talk, watching my self-talk, and dealing with that mindset from John Gordon. He brought it up about talking to yourself rather than listening to yourself. You know, that inner negative voice that kind of creeps up. You know, who do you think you are? Why do you think you can do this? You've always quit before. No. I may have done those before, but I'm talking to myself now, right? I may have done that before. I may have quit, given up. I'm not doing it today, right? That's talking to myself. So that was number two, regulate yourself, self-talk. Number three, quit complaining. Holy cow. I'm trying to catch myself every day on that one. And again, I fail because I do complain at sometimes. But there are times that I am not complaining as much, which I need to continue. I could be frustrated. I could raise an issue I'm worried about or I need some help with. But if that's all I do is just, get all upset and bag on something that it's so awful and blah, 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 but I don't have a solution. I'm not solution oriented. I'm not looking to solve it or get help or fix it. That's just complaining, especially if you do it over and over again. That's not good. Number four, practice being present. Definitely been doing that a lot. I was trying to do that over the last few years, but definitely even more so now, having a change in my work status, right? Being retired and not being able to work right now for a long time. I'm trying to be present more in moments, especially, and our dog Kirby helps me with that, right? I'm going to go out in the backyard and we'll kind of walk around with him and being present. Look up at this last night, gorgeous night for stars, right? Trying to be present in the moment and slowing things down and not getting distracted, putting distractions away. That's been something for me. Number five, create an attitude of gratitude, right? That's my word for the year, gratitude. And that's been helping. That has really been helping. And it's the old saying is, it's tough to have a depressing outlook or being down if you have that attitude of gratitude, right? Lean on that one first. And some of the other things kind of clear up a little bit. Right, so the attitude of gratitude definitely. I've had a lot of time rehabbing from the back surgery, right, on all these. But having the attitude of gratitude is something I need to keep leaning on even more so. Number six, change your habits, mindset, and language. Change your habits, mindset, and language. Habits was one of my previous words that I've been trying to work on. I think it was last year, and I need to keep working on it. Right, create good habits. I've been trying to have good habits, getting up every day and walking around the house, right? I got my back brace on and put my cup of coffee on the counter, and I'm walking in the house, listening to podcast, trying to walk for 20 minutes, half hour, getting some steps in, work on balance, right? And just keep kind of doing some things. So the habits of keep the podcast going, get these recordings done, get these recordings out. Find things, look for things, look for things down the radar to pop out to me that I want to share with you guys. Those types of things, habits. My mindset, definitely I got to read more. My mindset, All this is mindset. To work on quit complaining, regulate my self-talk, right? Practice being proud. All these things that Coach Jay Wright talks about, that's my mindset. My language, I want to change my language to be more positive. I want to change my language to be more encouraging to myself. Not so much picking up another language of origin of a part of the world, right? Although that's not bad, but so those three things kind of go in habit, habits, mindset, and language. And the final one, number seven, is engage in physical activity and self-care. Okay? Engage in physical activity and self-care. You could have this list. This is something I might do. You could have this list and just work on every, one a day, right? Or one in the morning, one in the afternoon, and just keep rotating through so that after a few days or after a week, you are hopefully improving each of these areas, right? And getting rid of a negative attitude, but also building up a strong reservoir, a strong foundation of a positive mindset, a positive attitude, positive responses to things in life, right? I think that's really just a great list, right? Seven ways to get rid of a negative attitude. What's the biggest one you got to work on, right? I got to work on all of them, right? Take responsibility for your thoughts and actions. Number one, regulate your self-talk. Quit complaining. Practice being present. Create an attitude of gratitude. Change your habits, mindset, and language. And engage in physical activity and self-care. All good stuff, you guys. All good stuff. Pick one, work on it, share it. See how things change for you. Right? See how things change for you, your mindset and your outlook on things when you start being conscious of this list, right? So again, go over to Twitter X. I just reposted that one. Probably need to grab it and throw it on my Facebook page as well. And just keep getting stuff out there. Keep getting stuff out there. Keep getting stuff out there, and let people find their way to grabbing what they need, and just keep building up that foundation, you guys. All right. All right, guys, hey, keep your head up, keep smiling, keep working towards something great, because that's what you're here for. You're not here to play small, right? You are not here to play average. The world doesn't need that, right? I know that. I got to keep doing it for myself. And again, take care of yourselves and each other. We'll talk again soon. See you.